Thanks for downloading this show from PC One. Before we get rolling, here's a word from one of the folks who helped bring you this podcast.
The following is a presentation of Podcast One.
The big podcast with Shaq.
Here we go, the diesel. We knew we'd break it out here before long.
Rejected O'Neal!
Shaq!
You gotta love him.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's the Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq. I got a question. Who's your favorite voice?
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Just and everybody in the Bronx talks like Tracy Morgan. Whether you black or white. Hey, this is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy. Hey, this is the voice of your mailman, and I'm transitioning. Come get your mail, baby.
Today in the big podcast with Shaq, the crew's back together following our live show. Tons of stuff to catch up on. We will get Detective Shaq on a couple cases. Of course, we get Borderline and a new game called Slug It Out. Now live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, time out. Hey, you talking to my woman at my show?
Yeah, wait a minute here.
You talking to my woman at my show?
The dumbest white man in Atlanta. At 11. Hey. Welcome back.
Before we get started, I just want to say congratulations to John Kincaid and Rob Jenners.
Why? What did we do?
Look, we're on Bleacher Report now, baby.
Oh, wait, we are.
The big podcast is Shaq. We're on Bleacher Report. We're about to go worldwide.
What's
Hello,
going
though.
On, Bleacher Report?
We're about to be worldwide. Hello, though.
What are you up to?
Yeah,
nobody realized that I was a very fit black man.
Oh.
let me flex for you a little bit. I'll lift the shirt.
Rock is here.
Hey,
with
that's
Shaq.
Awesome, man.
So
that's
speaking
awesome.
Of Rock,
and I could smell what the Rock's cooking over here.
Yeah. Listen, speaking of Rock, take your shirt off, Rock, so people
don't,
can see.
Well, no, just get the man taking it seriously.
But hold on.
You do that on your own time.
Rock and I are doing a 30-day Rock Fit Transformation Challenge, sponsored by myself and Reebok.
Oh,
went up
okay.
to $5,000 in cash prizes.
Wow. Oh.
Two lucky winners to receive $2,500. Register by Monday, April 30th. Quick, easy steps to register. Register at rockshabazz.com. That's rockshabazz.com.
Wow.
$5,000.
Yes. And you know why I'm doing the challenge? Take your shirt off, Rock. This is how
Wait
I want
minute.
To be by the end of the summer.
Oh,
no,
damn.
No. Take it off.
He's looking just.
Rock, take the whole package off.
Oh,
now
deal.
He wants the whole package. No, I don't want to see the package.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
This
Look
is
at
what
Rock.
I'm,
damn, son.
This,
Jeez.
This is what I'm trying to get to, America.
Oh, and he's got...
Right there.
Rock's,
oh,
got,
what?
Rock's got the
yes.
muscles under the arms.
Yes, the information challenge,
damn.
So sign up now.
And he can make his nipples go from 9 o'clock to midnight. Like just by, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So
if you
want to
look
you.
Like this, America, sign up.
Yeah.
That's what we're
now,
doing.
Now, is there any advantage to you having someone like Rock to lean on? Because in these challenges, it's tough. Now, I am lucky enough that I have one of Rock's proteges. Who is kind enough to be my trainer, and he is spectacular here in Atlanta.
It's not that I lean on Rock, but I actually do lean on Rock. But what's always made me successful is someone better than me in my ear constantly. So, like, you know, Rock will text me and say, I need you to do 30 minutes of cardio. I won't do it right then. I'll watch a couple of Netflix shows and end up doing it at 3 a.m. But when he's there, he's like, hey, man, we got to get it done now. So
do
he's
it.
Just there to make sure I
yeah.
do it.
So that's
and,
awesome.
And, you know.
Everybody needs.
Thing. Yeah, everybody
even
needs
you.
That. Yeah.
Professional athlete
that.
Needs somebody
we had
that
this,
does that.
We had this conversation the other day, Ernie and myself. I said, Ernie, listen. You know, because, you know, we're talking about this generation and how they don't like to handle tough love and criticism. I couldn't play unless I got criticized. I couldn't play unless my father called me and cursed me out and said, what are you doing? So, like, you know, all these little kids now that can't yeah. take the tough love and criticism, that's not my problem. That's your problem.
The thing is, though, isn't it, though, you can take the tough criticism in life, but don't you always have to know the person's in your corner? You knew your dad's in your corner.
I knew that.
You knew if you Dale Brown could have said anything to you because you knew he was in your corner. Maybe a lot of these young kids today don't feel that the adults who are leading them have their best interest at heart. I could tell that in collegiate athletics. I'd wonder about that. The way these coaches jump around, the way these guys, yeah. you know, job chase.
And you make up a good point. Like whenever I listen to anybody, my first question is, who are you? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, for example, like when we're doing this, like, you know, when we was putting this team together and it's like, hey, Rob Jenners, I already knew who Rob was. I mean, he's from Miami, been doing shows, so that's how I knew he was the right fit. So, Dale Brown, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, Philip Arthur Harrison, guys that cared, you know, genuinely care about me and that were there. Like you know, people that don't know what to take, I would never listen to. But
and Rob's thrilled you didn't do the background check.
That worked out really well. He knows a few things. That was like, listen,
who told you this?
I saw two words and I knew he was hired. New Jersey.
See, there you go.
And that's all
took,
I saw.
And you know what I say to guys from Jersey? Two words. What exit?
Every time.
That's what I say.
Every time.
There you go.
Damn straight.
There you go.
Hey,
look. America began in Philadelphia.
I'm glad that you guys all carved out your own little piece.
Stop with that crap.
Thanks to my hometown.
What state is Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania is what? The fourth state? The second state?
Pennsylvania?
We're the Keystone State, baby.
Order of states? I don't know.
Delaware is one. So Pennsylvania would probably be two.
I think New Jersey's three.
I know
three
that.
Or four? Oh,
really?
Is it three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Is that South Jersey or North Jersey?
Jersey.
Because I'm telling you.
That was nice at the founders.
I figure the founding fathers probably went. They probably said North Jersey because they were looking for the looser women. So they probably gave the vote.
They gave the vote
to North Jersey.
North Jersey. What do you vote?
Yeah, what are we going?
Episode
101. What are we all of a sudden going politically correct?
Yes, of course.
Are we now going to be the politically correct show?
No, we're not.
We're not going to end up like Bill O'Reilly. Don't worry about it. We're all right.
Oh, easy.
Let me say something right off the bat.
You just had a man take his shirt off in the studio.
I don't believe any of it.
What do you mean?
On Bill O'Reilly.
You mean him messing around with the
women? I don't believe any of it. I believe he may have been crass. He may have been crude. He may have been rude. He may have said some off-color things or whatever. But I don't believe for one sec. I think he stupidly paid women off. Because one of the same women who got him out of his job, Sean Hannity just confronted on live TV the other night and said flat out to the TV screen, "Your claims are false. I'm coming after you and everything." And she backed off yesterday. She backed off on the claims. She totally backtracked on everything she said about Hannity, that she was going after thing. I don't think you pay these people off. You've been in a position in your life where people come after you, Shaq. When you're worth tens of millions of dollars, people see a payday. How do you avoid standing up for yourself if someone comes after you? But not admit, like, because to me, you're paying people off. You're in some way, you're admitting guilt, and I think that's stupid.
Not really.
No?
Because those people in those positions, they have to protect the image. So, believe it or not, people like us, we have insurance policies for that.
Okay.
So, if something goes down, the insurance policy will call and say, hey, we look at their claims, boom, 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 we do this. And I pay big money for my insurance policies, a lot of money. Too much money.
Okay.
You know, so, like, it's not that you're admitting guilt. It's just that you don't want it lingering. And, I mean, because there's so many media outlets today. You know, when I was young, it was CBS, NBC, maybe ESPN.
ABC.
And that was it. Now it's Bleacher Report, ESPN, something.com.
TNT.
TMZ, StephenA.Smith.com.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just like, he was singing a song, Shock the Monkey, but by the time it got around to the table, the guy wrote that he was saying Shaq the Monkey.
Yeah, and he had no idea the show. He didn't understand the show, so he didn't realize that.
You get one claim, whether it's
false.
It's
the telephone game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get one claim, whether it's false or true, everybody wants to put it out, so you know they get hits on their website,
and
so
they get
more sponsorship, and they get it first, and it's all over the place. So sometimes you just have to, all right.
So you
insurance policy take care of that.
Okay, that's a nice clarification because that's something that guys like Rob and I wouldn't deal with. But I always say
didn't even know anything about.
I admired the fact that Hannity stared the woman down and said, "You're lying. You're lying about this. You're lying about that. And you're lying about that." And then the next day, she backtracks publicly. She backs off her claims publicly.
I learned a long time ago.
What did I just do?
I never.
John's breaking the new microphone.
He's just coming after me. There you go. I never
been through with what those guys have been through.
Yeah,
but. What I got out of all that and out of all the troubles that I was in when I was a youngster, don't put yourself in positions to where you can get in trouble. So once I got older and mature and did that, like when you're young, you do, like I was young, I had a lot of money and I could do anything and anybody I wanted.
That's
I was just having
true.
A good time.
Yeah.
A couple of times you get, you know, jammed up for doing the wrong thing. And then you just have to be honest about the thing. Like if you, You know, like if you did something wrong, you want to make it go away, you got to make it go away. But if you didn't do nothing, then hey, you got to fight for your rights to party.
Okay, how much did we all love the live show?
Only thing I'm upset about is that he's not getting the same ridicule that Bill Cosby got. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but wait a minute. And I'm wearing my Temple University stuff today.
Yeah.
So you know that I have been a Cosby fan. I've had the you know, ability to interview him over the course of the years. But let me tell you this. Bill O'Reilly's not being accused of taking women back to his place and drugging them and then having sex with them.
Okay, but harassment is harassment, John.
Wait a minute. Not harassment.
Okay, but
you know what's harassment? A woman walking by and me going,
it's against the law.
Nice.
You can't do it in the workplace.
Wait a minute, though. Me saying, hey, you don't got much room in that skirt, do you? That's different than me putting a Mickey in someone's drink.
Hi.
And having them
Listen, I don't know what either old guy did. All I know is the similarities they have.
I'm not lacing the pudding pops.
The two similarities that they had, both well-known people, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And both got accused of doing something they weren't supposed to do.
Yeah, but one had
That's a similarity. That's all I'm saying.
But the criminal one had criminal charges brought against them and civil charges. The other one had
doesn't matter, John.
It was like a human celebrities.
That does matter.
They're both celebrities. One got killed, and one got killed, and one got $25 million to go shopping next week.
But what you were trying to insinuate?
I'm not trying to insinuate.
Yes, you were.
What
you were trying to insinuate that Bill O'Reilly's white and Bill Cosby's black?
No, I wasn't doing that. I was just saying that he's not getting the same ridicule.
Why though? But what was your point?
I don't have a point. I'm just saying that just kind of like bothers me. My point is because he kills people. He kills people and he talks to, he gives me an impression that, hey, I'm perfect. I do this. I say what I want to
say. See, now it's funny.
He's just like us.
Wow. You see, now I was a fan of his work. It's weird. I'm not a fan of Hannity's work. I am a fan of O'Reilly's. But O'Reilly never once portrayed himself as perfect.
But
I can tell you that much.
But he bashed people.
That's fine.
No, it's not fine.
That's fine. I'm not perfect. I'll bash people.
You don't bash.
That's damn true.
I'm not perfect.
You don't bash people in your line of work. You spit facts.
Okay, I do.
In sports.
I do. I try to argue facts.
He's just, you this guy. Like, I don't.
Yeah. All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. How much did we love
him? Look at this guy trying to make it a black and white. Yeah. Man. You see this guy?
Hey, come on. It's episode 101. We're trying to get this thing going.
That's right.
How much did we all love the live show?
We need to do that once a month.
Man, I had so much fun at the live show. Oh, Craig Guest.
Your friend is the best.
Amazing.
Is the best ever.
Just amazing, isn't he?
No, really. The best ever.
He is. He's, and
America,
I don't,
you heard it here first. What's Craig Guest?
Craig Guest.
You
good.
Need to look him up at CraigGuest.com.
He's so funny.
His impressions, all of them were spot on.
And what I really enjoyed, too, was the fact that he knows who Shaq is.
Of course.
He doesn't know me from Adam, and he sat down on that stage, cold, and just fit in perfectly. It was a lot of fun.
That
was an absolute blast.
Yeah.
We definitely look forward to having him again, because he was fantastic.
Does he have his own podcast?
No, I don't think Craig has a podcast.
Why not?
Craig, we need
to utilize him.
B-Dog, you're fired.
Hey, Norm.
B-Dog, you're fired.
Hey,
yeah.
Mr. Norm, you want a funny podcast? Another funny podcast from Podcast
One.
Oh,
my God. That guy's got stories for years, too,
now,
Craig. I mean, he's got so many stories.
The one thing we got a lot of email about was people that they enjoyed for once, and we always sanitize the podcast. Rob does all that sort of, and we don't have to sanitize a lot after the fact.
No, not really.
But Rob will beep a word here or there, so it's more family friendly.
Yeah.
People did enjoy, on like a one-off, getting to hear us just sort of be a little more...
If it was kids in there, I wouldn't have done that. But we're all adults.
Right.
And that's why.
Exactly.
So
I
saw 22 to 60 in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they heard certain words before.
Of course. Right.
That's why I let that happen.
And I saw some 60-year-olds with 22-year-olds as their dates.
Did. But like, if
which
I
didn't understand.
If I would have saw one or two kids, I probably would have kept it PG-13.
Right, yeah.
But
no, it's
that was awesome.
It's a comedy club, so it's 21 and up to get in.
Oh, that was so much fun.
So, it was a blast. Part of
Thank
that, too,
you.
The live show, I believe, also the live show's up on Bleacher Report, I believe, as well. So
if you
go to BleacherReport.com, and I think it's under Team Stream, if you look it up, you'll find the big podcast with Shaq. If you want to watch the live show.
No, you need to watch it if you want to
I had a lot of people ask me,
don't
when
watch
can
it in
we,
your car.
Oh, well, you can't. Oh, I could watch it on your phone.
Yeah, no, don't,
everybody
don't
around
do
this damn yeah. town does.
I know.
Sits there on their phones.
Oh, I hate it.
When the light turns green now in Atlanta.
Oh, no, everybody sits there.
We now have like a 3-second delay before the person leaves because they're too busy going, oh, sitting at a red light. Here's a selfie of me with my rainbow mochilada or something. You losers. Losers!
I love
For God's sakes, drive!
I do love a
Put
rainbow mochilada.
I seen a guy the other day.
Well, what is that thing called?
Oh, the rainbow frappuccino? Or the unicorn frappuccino?
Unicorn frappuccino?
Yeah.
I seen a guy the other day.
Go sit on that horn.
Because I just got this new convertible Challenger, which they don't make.
Oh, wow.
So I'm riding, and this guy's on next to me on the light on Facebook Live. Hey, I'm on Facebook. Oh, look at Shaq.
Oh, no.
Shaq looked there on my Facebook Live. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
You're driving,
yeah, I'm like,
sir.
You're driving on Facebook Live.
That
I'm going 45 miles an hour.
And I'm not watching the road.
There's a black truck in front of me.
Boom! And I just hit a telephone pole. Yeah.
They just had that in Ohio, you know.
What?
You can Google it. The guy videotaped his own death. He was on Facebook Live, and he was speeding, and he crashed the car and died.
Well, that's
the video was
a downer.
And the video is out there. But people are doing this garbage. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it.
I can't talk about people because I do it too. So
while you're driving,
yes,
yeah, but you mount it.
Mounted? What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, no pun intended.
Hey,
you mount it. No, you mount the phone.
Hi. No, I don't.
Your phone. No, I've seen
hand.
You do. Really?
Yes, yeah, in my hand.
Okay, that's terrible. Today, it just looked like a mount.
No, yeah. Look, today when we pulled in, Rock was like, damn, man, you was all over the highway, wasn't you? I was like, yeah, I was on my phone.
Oh, that is terrible.
I was on my phone.
That is terrible.
Come on, man.
Don't text and drive, people.
Come on, man.
And don't smoke crack under the bridges in Atlanta. We're getting it fixed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting it fixed.
Yeah.
John,
let's not have any more.
I don't care what you say. Crack doesn't burn like that. You can't burn the whole.
No, they burn PVC
You can't burn
pipe.
The whole concrete.
Yeah,
let
a giant concrete bridge.
Here we go.
You know what's funny? Okay, since that debate during
the live show,
during the live show,
yes,
there have been so much people online now getting online going, you know, I think Shaq's got a point here.
I think, yes,
gonna
you know what you do,
bridge, man.
You say the Earth's flat, and then we get the battle of the morons to try to go. No, what is Shaq talking
John.
About? Now we get the you didn't burn down the bridge.
I'm about to illustrate how to smoke crack.
Oh,
not that I
go.
Know how to smoke crack. I've seen a lot of movies.
If this ain't bleach. Okay. You've seen a lot of
this is the pipe.
Is.
You put the crack in. You have to get the whatever the thing hot, and then you let it go, and then you. Okay.
So
once you do this and
so
let it go,
is there a live
fire,
flame?
No, it's not a live flame.
No,
you heat up a rock.
At some point,
no,
was
it doesn't. No, John, you heat up a rock until the rock.
How
is
do
hot
you heat up the rock?
With fire.
Okay, the fire is near PVC piping, which is with polyurethane all over.
But
it.
But after you go like this, you let the fire out. You know, you
wait a minute,
John. you don't go light it up and then smoke the crack and then just still have the fire.
Shaq, you're a man with multiple degrees. This
no,
is
John.
This is a moron under the bridge
John,
smoking crack.
No.
This yes.
He didn't set that whole bridge on fire.
So what'd he get set up? Hey, homeless men, we need you to come over here. We're looking to burn down the bridge.
Hey.
Come on over here, homeless men.
Hey.
Okay, this is the dumbest conspiracy theory
no,
ever.
No, it's not, because you know why? Somebody's getting paid a lot of money to rebuild that bridge. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say,
are.
John.
They
somebody
are,
getting
this
paid.
Is unbelievable.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling
you.
You
can't burn a bridge down by smoking crack.
Here's my question. Why does he have a team of super lawyers?
How did he afford
He's
them?
He's got a team of like four of the best defense attorneys
you know
in Atlanta
because
they
want
FaceTime.
No, because they know it's
no,
BS.
No, they don't. Are you kidding me?
This is what they're thinking.
FaceTime is what they're thinking.
No, this is what they're thinking.
What?
They're thinking, you know what? We're going to handle this for you. Then after that, then we're going to go sue the city. And we're going to charge a amount of lawyer fees, and then you're going to get your cut. And you don't have to be homeless anymore. That's exactly what they're thinking.
Seriously.
Because they know you can't burn no bridge. Listen, did you see that fire? That's arson.
That dream.
That's arson,
that
John.
Dream, I tell you.
John, that's arson. That's professionalism arson right
that
there.
That dream legal
you
team.
You see that fire?
That dream legal team. O.J. Simpson didn't have as much as the crack under the bridge guy. Simpson. And he was paying for it. And O.J. was paying for it. I'm telling you right
but
now.
But a homeless man.
Because for these defense attorneys, look.
It's, they see a PD.
We know they're all whores. It's just a matter of negotiating the price. Mm. That's what it is.
Exactly
and they're
it
doing
is.
It for publicity.
No, they're not.
Publicity.
No, they're doing it because they're saying, crack, that fire. Oh, no. No, that's a wrongful arrest, John. That was
wrongful
arson, John.
Wrongful arrest.
John, that was arson.
Well, who do you think did it then?
Some arsonist. A-R-S-O-N-I-S-T. Oh, well, arsonist.
Which degree taught you spelling? Which one of them? Barry College.
Yeah. That's right. That's
taught
right.
You to spell. There you
if
go.
If it was like a little fire, and I say, okay, because maybe, but John, that was... That right there was...
That's because it hit polyurethane, and it hit the PVC piping,
John,
and it went up like a flames.
That was an arsonist who went and got some gasoline and doused all that stuff and lit it
okay,
up. Did you see those
okay,
burns?
Okay, wait a minute. You're telling me. You know the amount of people that are on that road.
I'm speculating.
At that time of day, somebody would have seen somebody pouring gasoline all over that.
John.
There's cars going by there. There are hundreds of cars every 10 minutes.
All right, so maybe
that are going through that.
So maybe somebody threw a Molotov.
But you know what they saw? But you know what they did see? They did see the crack guy go under the bridge with his crack buddies. That's what they saw.
John, just
crack
John,
buddies.
Know what that is? You know what that is? That's circumstantial evidence. That's not direct evidence.
Oh,
circumstantial evidence. We saw these guys go under the bridge.
Here we go.
And then 2 minutes later, the bridge. No, that's not. I need direct evidence. I need to say, hey, we saw this guy do it. This guy did this. John, that's arson.
They weren't doing their taxes
John,
under their
that,
shack.
That's arson, John.
They weren't. This is unbelievable.
That's arson.
This is unbelievable. This is going to be worse than the Earth is flat thing. You realize this?
A-R-S-O-N. That was
arson. Okay, enough spelling for the big podcast.
The problem with this world we live in is that when people hear stuff, they automatically believe it. And that's why I always say it's three ways to manipulate the mind, what you read, what you hear, and what you see. So if we blast on the news, a dude was smoking crack, and he set the bridge on fire. Guess what's going to happen? People like you are going to believe it. People like you
people
are going to believe it.
People with an IQ are going to put two and two together. I get it.
For anyone who doesn't live in Atlanta, one of our highways burned down.
They know that.
This story's been on.
Hey, wait a minute. Every nighttime comedy show has had it in their
something.
Monologue.
Yeah, yes.
So, I mean, this
it.
Is
yeah.
this is
I'm
fine.
Off chance
and it's
people
great,
didn't know.
It's great to continually be the butt of the joke. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
For all of us in Atlanta.
Are we doing a Simply today?
Senselessly sensitive?
Senselessly sensitive?
We can if you want. Okay. I don't have one scheduled, but I'll always do one.
You might have one.
Yeah.
There you go. I definitely got one.
Oh, do you? Okay.
You might have one.
We're going to call that a tease.
That's a tease.
That we're going to get to in a little bit.
Okay, cool.
All right, so you don't agree on the arsonist.
No, we don't agree on
that.
Not at all.
I want to find out if you agree on Russell Westbrook. Did you, I'm sure by now you've heard the press conference audio of him with the reporter going back and forth.
Yeah, sticking up for his teammates. That's good.
Oh,
that's
here
what you're
we
supposed
go.
To do.
Here
right,
so we go.
I'm what
play,
you're supposed to do, John.
Well,
play,
here we go.
Let me play
John?
The audio. Let me play the audio, and then you guys can go back and forth. This does get
first
a little
of all,
bit...
he's wearing Wheezy Jefferson's blouse at the post-game press conference. What the hell is that? You got all Russell Westbrook's money, and you're dressing like a 70s sitcom mother in a blouse. Did you see it? The video?
He's wearing like,
I expected George
hey,
to come
fashion.
Over.
They made good money running that dry cleaner. All right?
I don't know how.
Come
yes,
on
he
now.
Did, man. He
all
moved
right.
on up.
Here's the Westbrook audio.
Steven, second time in three games. You guys really struggled when Russell went to the bench. You were out there for part of that. What goes on when he goes to the bench? Why is Houston so successful? And do you sense that they sort of get an energy boost just from him going out of the game?
Hold on, Steven. I don't want nobody to try to split us up. We all one team. Regardless, if I go to the bench, if Steven's on the floor, if I'm off the floor, we in this together. Don't split us up. Don't try to split us up. Don't try to make us go against each other. Try to make against Russell and the rest of the guys, Russell against Houston. I don't want to hear that. We in this together. We playing as a team, and that's all that matters. That's it.
Yeah, Russell, I'm not trying to split you up, but twice in three games, you guys have not played well at all when you've gone to the bench.
That's fine.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going
say
on.
Say, Russell, you ain't played well at all. Say, Russell and the team haven't played well. Don't say when Russell goes out, the team don't play well. It don't matter. We in this together.
That may be, Russell, but I asked Steven a question.
Well,
and
it's
a legitimate
question. Next question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
No, I think we're going to keep the microphone. I had a question for Steven, and it wasn't answered. And I don't understand if Steven wants to say, he still hadn't said anything. If he wants to say, I don't want to answer that, fine. But
next question, please.
Oh, he shut that down.
Okay.
All right.
You shut that down. You first.
I'm the prosecution, or am I the defense?
You choose whatever side you want to be.
I'm the defense.
Okay.
You're in defense of Russell Westbrook.
I'm with Russell Westbrook on this.
You're with him. Okay.
Because you know why? When you allow a person to write, Rob is not good on the mixer, John talks too much, You guys read that. You guys get down on yourself. Guess what? I need you guys. I don't want you to get down on yourself. So I'm telling you, yeah, we lost the lead twice, my guy, but don't separate me and my guys. We're a team together. I know they can't play, but if you write that they can't play and everybody's saying, Russell this, and they're not including us, those guys are going to be down. We're going to lose anyway. I need these guys lifted, upbeat. So what I'm going to do on national TV, next question. I'm sticking up for my boys. Don't ever talk about Rob. Don't ever talk about John Kincaid. I don't give a damn what you say. I need these boys, and I love them, and we ride together, and we die together. Our podcast is going to be good or great, not with just because Shaq is here or because John is here, because Rob is here. We are a team, and I'm sticking up for my teammates. That's why I like it.
Here's what I say. The very first thing that's on that audio. I have a question for Steven. The question is to another grown man who is a professional athlete. Let the grown man answer his own questions. Don't shush another grown man by sticking your finger in his face and going, hey, I'll answer this for you. Let the grown man answer. And then if you, as Russell Westbrook, want to then insert your opinion and say that exact message, I got no problem with it. But treating another grown man like he's your marionette puppet, like you get to decide whether he speaks or answers a question, Shaquille, it's just wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
First of all,
question was to Steven.
Can you?
Not to Russell.
Can you put on two hands how many times you've seen the Steven Adams interview?
Next question.
No.
He's sitting up there on the podium.
Okay. Because you know why? Because they called him to the podium because they wanted to, like,
say a word.
He didn't. Of the others, they wanted to bring one guy of the others and bring him on podium so they could specifically ask him that question. If a guy comes in here, whoever it is, they come in here and start jumping on you, I'm going to be like, John, forget that. We ain't doing none of that. We ain't moving to the new building, and we ain't only talking about sports. This is how we doing it. Next question, if you don't like it, do what you got to do. So,
next question.
I'm with Russell Westbrook for sticking up for his teammates. Steven Adams, it's not, you know, he's not used to answering these type of questions. And again, I don't want to answer questions, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that, you suck. I don't want to answer that question.
Well, they didn't say that, though. He didn't say that.
They said when every time Russell leaves the game, the others, you guys lose a lead. You suck.
Okay, but he didn't say that you're inserting something.
Well, he's insinuating.
Okay, what do you think about grown men wearing expensive women's blouses to post games of NBA games? Come on. When did postseason basketball become about this clown show of fashion? I'm trying to be more outrageous than you.
I had to go back.
Well, what is this?
I had to go back and look at myself. So if you look at how I dress now, I wear corporate suits to where I can
go
go meet Mr. Bill Gates. It was a time where I used to bring my jackets down to the calf. So nobody was allowed to say anything to me, right? And even if they did, I didn't care. So I'm going to give these guys a pass. This is their fashion. This is what they do.
What about the fake glasses? The fake Urkel glasses. What's it? No, it's not.
Yes.
Well, just
to them is fashion.
Right?
To them is fashion.
Fake glasses are not fashion.
Well,
to them is fashion.
Right. To that is. That's what you're missing.
This is jabroniism. This is stupid.
Jabroniism.
This is, if I wish my team, if I was an NBA head coach, I'd say, guys, I love you, and I want to win a championship. We're working together.
But you
know what I'd
suits.
Love? You know what I'd love? I'd love for you to stop doing the clown show afterwards. And in the playoffs, it's as if they amp it up. I'm going to outdo you. Well, I'm going to dress with the suspenders and the fake glasses. The fake glasses is the worst.
That's your opinion, and I would have the same opinion, but that would make me a hypocrite. I used to do the same, not as buffoonery or clownery, but, you know, I used to take a suit jacket, not a coat, a suit jacket and bring it down to the calf, to the ankles, to the floor, just to, you know, pinstripe suits with the big notorious B.I.G. gangster derbies and, you know, the four finger rings and the chains and the $100. I did that too. So I always wonder if Michael and Dr. J and Magic was looking at me.
Oh, they were
snickering. Like we're looking at these guys. Okay.
Yeah. And well, now you wear your good Gas Monkey shirt. So see that?
You see that?
Yeah. At least now he's wearing
America?
The good one.
You see that? Those terms, how he's not allowed to say it.
Look at your shirt.
But
look
because it says
shirt.
It, now he's saying it.
Look at your shirt. This is terrible.
Okay, so we might be insinuating a firestorm here, but do you think...
Russell, there's another bridge going down
there. There you go. Do you think Russell Westbrook is the MVP?
Yes, I do. Because what he has done hasn't been done for, what, 40, 50 years?
That's my
thought. It's historical.
Since Oscar Robertson.
Okay?
Yeah.
People always talk about, hey, it's all about winning. Well, if it's all about winning, I'm still not going to say Mr. Harden. If you talk about winning, I'm talking about Mr. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, because he plays offense and defense. If you look at Westbrook and Harding,
name a ton in the MVP.
Look at Westbrook and Harding; it's all offense they're doing. Yeah. Oh, triple doubles, this or that.
Okay.
There's only one player, two players that play both ends of the ball.
Well,
LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard won 60 games again this year.
Well, if it's not, I totally agree with you that Kawhi Leonard is not talked enough for the MVP, but James Harden. James Harden does exactly what Westbrook does.
No, he doesn't.
He dominates the ball. He's an incredible scorer. He's all offense. But you know what he does? He elevated his team this year to
Stop it. He just has better players, John. Cut it out. He didn't elevate anybody. There's nothing. Boom. Kick it to him. You either hit the shot or you don't. Westbrook guys didn't hit the shot. They didn't even shoot. They, like, you know, Westbrook would give it to him. They, hot potato, give it back to him. He was forced to shoot.
James Harden got some guys. Seriously, now you're out of your mind.
If I give it to him and tell him to shoot, he don't want to shoot. He give it back to me, and the shot clock's running down.
Yeah.
I got to shoot it, John. James Harden got guys that can play. Eric Gordon, flat out shoot. Patrick Beverley, defensive stopper.
Here's one of the things that I like about your game, and when you were a player, and I like it about your game and business. You elevate those around you. I do not believe that Westbrook elevates those around him. And to me, that's greatness. That's greatness. If you had been so selfish that Kobe couldn't have emerged, that you two couldn't have found some way to coexist for three rings, that's a totally different story. Your career story would be different. I don't believe Westbrook, I don't believe he elevates those around him. And I do agree with you, though. You're absolutely right. Harden does have a better supporting cast. No question.
In order for me to elevate you, you have to elevate yourself. Victor Oladipo stunk up the gym. Guys ain't even sticking you. You should take that as a sign of disrespect. Oh, you're going to leave me to go try and block Kobe's shot? That's disrespect. Kobe, throw it up. I'm going to tear the rim down. So, you know, I can't help people that don't want to be helped. Like, for example, Rock can tell me lift this and lift that and lift that, but if I don't want to lift and get like that, doesn't matter. So, you know, we've been jumping on this kid. Hey, give up the ball, give up the ball. Dude, average a triple-double.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's been playing okay.
Do you think he'll win it?
I don't know how they vote. Ever since Steve Nash beat me twice, I know I always talk
about
it.
You know. Racial undertones.
Do we have to go back to that one?
More back to that.
I'm just saying I don't know what the criteria is.
Yeah, okay.
For example, I don't want to, like, you know.
But you think he should win it?
Like, I don't know what the criteria for certain Hall of Fames are. NFL.
That's true.
T.O.'s not in. NBA, Chris Webber didn't get in. Come on. I don't know what the criteria is.
You laughed at me about the racial overtones.
Yes.
Tonight, while we're taping this, is the NFL draft. Christian McCaffrey is a hell of a player out of Stanford. Kid's fantastic. He is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, ripped abs, poster boy.
And he makes a good point.
For white America.
He does make a good point.
And guess what? Then there's going to be Dalvin Cook, and there's going to be Leonard Fournette, and there's going to be other guys, and I'm hearing twice as much chatter about Christian McCaffrey. You know why? Because first of all, we don't see a lot of white running backs. And also, too, I believe a organization is more comfortable having him as the poster boy, having him as the front and center guy to promote for your franchise.
Race is the last thing I go to.
I know you do.
It's the last thing I go to because, hey, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, moved to Hinesville, Georgia, moved to Germany, Texas.
Yeah.
And so I'm people. I don't go to race. However, I think the only disadvantage that McCaffrey have is he's not loud. See, all these other guys are loud and promoting themselves, and they're smooth and airing it. So McCaffrey is clean cut.
He's a fantastic young man.
He's the best. He's hot.
Wow.
This kid can play.
Oh, he can. No question.
He can play. But,
no, he can play.
But he's not loud. He's like the, you know, black sheep out of all the people. Because names you name, they're loud. They got Twitter followers and earrings and tattoos.
McCaffrey's a hell of a kid. McCaffrey goes through your front door to date your daughter. You're very, very happy. But to me, I just think there is a desire. I think he is more palatable to some franchises to try to put front and center and promote because they're saying, hey, our fan base would be really excited with this. Whereas Dalvin Cook, he's a hell of a story. He's had some issues along the way. Out of FSU. Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
And my franchise, I'll tell you this much, there's nothing that could make me turn away from the Eagles Joe Mixon's name coming off the board tonight, that could be just about it. If that name got associated with my team, that could be just about
John,
it.
John, the man made a mistake, John.
That's not a mistake to punch a woman in the face, Shaq.
But did she hit
it's
him
not
first?
A mistake. It's not a mistake.
Mistake, John.
There's nothing that a woman could do to me that I can't walk away. John, there's nothing I can't walk away
okay,
from, Shaq.
But, John, me and you have certain mature levels that the regular earthlings don't have.
Then I don't want them as part of my team. Okay. Because you know what's going to happen
Somebody's
to him?
Somebody's going to have to because answer every, for drafting him tonight,
because every idiot.
I mean, but I do believe in second chances. He
can
he
have
messed
it.
Up, yeah.
There's,
yeah.
31,
now,
other, now, there's however, 31 other teams
however,
that don't give it to
however,
him.
However, third, fourth, and fifth, I ain't with that. I'm with, okay, you mess up now, did your time, whatever, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. But, hey, you mess up again, you're done forever.
Yeah, what's it, fool me once, yeah. You know, yes. Shame on you, fool yeah. Me twice, shame on
you
me.
You know why, John? I kicked a kid one time who had an epileptic seizure.
Remember you told me, yeah.
And I got a second chance. The MP said, listen, we ain't going to arrest you because we can put you in jail for this. We're not. We know your father. He's well-respected on the base. However, young man,
yeah,
curfew's at 7 o'clock, and we're going to be in front of your house every day. If your ass ain't in here, we locking you up. We hear any about more fights at school or doing this, we locking you up. So that's why I believe in second chance because they could have put me in jail. I could have been in juvenile detention, taken away from the family. And I wouldn't even be here right now. So that's why I believe in second chance. But third, fourth, fifth, and you're right, it's wrong. You can never hit a woman. You don't
no,
ever
walk
hit
away.
A woman. Yeah. You got to walk
he
away.
He isn't under any threat. He was never under any threat from that woman. Walk away. There's nothing. My wife could take a frying pan, swing it at me, could take a thing. I can always use my two legs that God gave me and walk away and exit the situation.
Right.
And
not that she's ever done
that,
it. She's Jamaican.
The show,
she's
so.
Jamaican. It wouldn't be a frying pan.
Yeah.
She'd go right for the butcher knife.
Yep.
She would go right for
what
the
butcher knife. What are you doing, boy?
What are you doing? Hey, Shaq, you know what comes in handy on those long drives out to Arizona to see Reef play? Audiobooks. And our friends at Audible are hooking up our listeners with a great deal. A free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. Just head to audibletrial.com/Shaq. audibletrial.com/Shaq. And choose from over 180,000 titles for your phone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
I'm going to be honest. Charles Barkley can't read, but he loves a good book. Audible lets him every day pick his favorite audiobook anywhere, anytime. It makes enjoying a book as easy as listening to our podcast.
And like I was telling you, there's tons of titles to choose from. Everything from classics like The Hobbit by Tolkien to Crush It. Why now is the time to cash in on your passion by our friend Gary V.
To download a free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/Shaq. Again, that's audibletrial.com/Shaq. Use Shaq for your free audiobook.
And Dick and Jane Run, Barkley's favorite.
C-spot run?
No, cat in hat.
The University of Arizona Wildcats got themselves a nice prospect who's coming aboard.
Yeah.
And Shaquille, you kept your word. And I told you I was going to.
What do you mean you kept his word?
Well, I told you, Rob, we were going to hold him to the fire if you stayed out of the process.
Got to.
But not a lot of men would.
Not a lot of men.
You're like two a lot of men.
You are what you repeatedly do.
Yeah.
Aristotle. So Shaquille O'Neal became great because his father treated him like a man. When I got my first college scholarship, my father said, I'm not going to tell you where to go. It's you. You got to decide. And wherever you decide, I'm going to be with you. So it's made me successful. That's all I know. That's the blueprint that I'm sticking with forever. I got three sons.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with that. Like, you know, my oldest son, I'm not going to tell you what you get your degree in, but you got to get one.
Sure.
You know, after you graduate, I'm not going to tell you where to work, but you're going to have to get a job.
Get a job.
You know, he asked me to come to Arizona with him. I like what they offered.
It's a nice school.
Nice school.
First, real nice school.
Convertible or SUV?
No.
Where
they
offer?
We don't need that one.
Don't start with that.
Yeah, we're good. And so we got there, and the first people we met were the academic people. And they said, look, 85% of our guys graduate. And they said, if you go pro and don't make it, when you come back, school is still free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Once you become a Wildcat, school is free forever. I love
that's
that.
That's great, yeah.
Yes. Another thing, Perry Rogers, my agent, his father built a law school there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
My oldest son will be going to Arizona with Sharif.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And with me being the godfather, I got to make him an offer he can't refuse. You go to law school and graduate, It's going to be a nice package once you come across that stage. You come across that stage, you hand me the diploma, I hand you a package, and you're on your own.
I don't know if I'd want to know that Shaq's package was waiting for me as I walked across the stage. It might make me a bit nervous. As long as it's green.
I'm happy for him. It's close to home, so he could be around his mother, because I know he's a mother's boy.
Was Mama happy about that?
Sure, she was thrilled.
She was happy. She was happy. And then Sean Miller allows the big guys to step out and shoot.
Like, yes.
If this was still an old school type game where big guys playing the post, I'd be like, you know, but that's his game, and that's the way the game. If you watch these playoffs, that's all you got. Dwight ain't posting up. Cortad ain't posting up.
No, he's not.
How did you find?
No, he is not.
How did you find out that he made the choice and that he was ready to make it?
He called me and told me.
Why did he make it so early? Because he didn't have to make it.
Yeah, because he wanted to get away. Because he's about to start the AAU circuit.
Okay.
And he don't want people. Where you going? You don't want
great.
That.
Yeah, that was my thought too. Yeah. You make it that early, you get people off your back.
And another thing, people, don't ask him about me.
What do you mean?
This is life. I don't want to be mentioned in his life. This is his life. People already know we're two different type players.
Yeah.
It's never gonna be another me, okay? I got rid of the DNA files, I buried them, burned them, reburied them, and sent them into space. It'll never be another me. It's a different guy.
There's gonna be some planet where there's some really big guys walking around.
A new Thor movie.
I'm telling you. I think James Franco did one.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. All right, well, here was the audio of him just completely breaking Chuck's heart on Inside the NBA, which was amazing.
But on your list of schools between Arizona, LSU, Auburn, and North Carolina, where exactly did Auburn fall on the food chain?
Food chain low.
They're pretty far down.
I just love it. Charles, like, no!
Yeah, we're
like,
actually,
no one's even considering it.
And it was strange because Sharif has mastered the Waffle House menu, the back of it, the little maze, which it takes to get into all. So he figured
the
that
Auburn
out.
Entrance exam?
He had already passed it. I mean, he could have gotten early admission to Auburn.
Can he figure out the word like jumble?
The word jumble was a little bit hard. C-T-A.
The other day he sent me his book. And it kind of brought a tear to my eye because when I was first started getting letters from colleges, my father would laminate them and save them. I have that book now.
Wow.
And Sharif sent me his book, and it was like similar, like Kansas, North Carolina, UNLV, and it kind of brought a tear to my eye. I had to close and say to myself, man up.
That is awesome. I thought you were sick of that commercial.
Man up. With
that is awesome.
I love there it is. All right. I got a couple more pieces of audio I want to play for you. This happened after your show one night at TNT. Kenny's walking around backstage. And
was he Facebook Living or was he Periscoping?
I don't know what he was doing. I think he was just shooting some video, but we got this.
I'd be worried.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, show's over, and you're trying to figure out where everybody at and what they doing.
What you doing, what man?
He's got you riding a stationary bike in your underwear.
Riding a bike in his drawers. Who does that?
He's got you riding. Why
I'm
are
committed.
You riding the stationary
you're committed.
Bike in your underpants?
No, I'm committed to this Rock Fit Transformation Challenge.
I know you are.
And,
but why in your underpants?
But hold on.
That's how Rock likes it. Don't ask any questions.
Me and Rock had worked out earlier today, but always do cardio before or after I work out.
Yeah.
Running late, early game, so I didn't have to do cardio. So I have to, after the game, I have to get on the bike and show him the picture of me riding Carter. If I don't, the next day he's going to take me to the track and he's going to run me to death. So,
yeah.
So that particular night, I left my shorts at home. So, but I wasn't trying to use that as an excuse. I'm like,
I know.
Because Rock would be at the house 9 o'clock in the morning. Hey, man, you didn't send me that video. Let's go. And I live right across the high school, and he'd try to get me out on the track.
Oh,
and,
man.
He'll
so
run
like,
you.
Yes, run.
Now, there's
run.
Some double 11.
Yeah,
there's
run
the,
a mile.
The 11 on the stationary bike.
I got to run a 12-minute mile or else.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't seem...
That's not that hard.
I know.
Yeah.
A 12-minute mile?
I mean, now granted, I haven't run a mile probably since high school.
Really?
But yeah.
Well, and didn't you run for...
I was in track in high school.
He was in track.
Yeah, I was in track in high school.
I used to have to do 7 laps in 12 minutes in high school.
What?
Yeah, 7
now
laps
that's,
in 12 minutes.
That's almost 2 miles.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, 1 3/4.
That's unbelievable.
And if you don't make it, you take a 30-minute break and you do it again.
Yep.
Who went? No.
Coach Joel Smith and Dave Maduro.
Those days,
they don't
really? No, I remember those days.
Remember the guy, the guys that used to call me Big Son Bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Them.
Well, there you go.
We used to run intervals where you ran like a quarter of the track, and then you got to walk a little bit, and then you had to run half the track walk, and then a full lap, and then 2 laps. Oh, it was a nightmare.
I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that.
Kill me, man.
Job.
Yeah. I'd much rather ride the bike. Did you hear about the students who prank called the Texas A&M bullpen during a baseball game.
Let me hear it.
All right, so one of these students got the number for the bullpen phone for Texas A&M, and they're watching the game on TV on ESPN or something. And this kid goes, "I'm going to call the bullpen and see if I can get a pitcher to get up and get ready in the bullpen and see if it works." And he's with all his buddies, and they all lose it. It's classic.
Get Mentor up and moving around.
Say that again?
Get Mentor up and moving around.
Mentor?
Mentor.
Mentor's in the dugout.
Well, get him down there.
And he hangs up the phone.
Get up!
And then they fall. And did they do it? Yeah. They flash away to the screen. They're all losing their minds because this guy's getting his jacket off and running down the side of the diamond trying to get
to
the bullpen.
We got to top that.
Oh, it was outstanding. I don't know how they got the bullpen number, but, man, they made this kid get up and get
warm. Okay, wait a minute. We have ways to be able to pull something like this off.
Hey, can you play the Atlanta Hawks thing? Let the world hear it. Yeah, just play.
Yeah, I'll have to add it in here and edit, but I don't have it on hand. But yeah, I'll play it.
Yeah.
We've played it before on the show. We let it roll.
Dennis Schroeder.
Where you called about Dennis Schroeder.
You called about Dennis Schroeder.
Shaq prank called the Atlanta Hawks and said that Dennis Schroeder gave him crabs. and
the lady was not happy.
They went straight into, okay, hold on, we got to get the PR department on the phone. Hang on a second. And then they realized it was coming from this place. They start calling me back. My phone's ringing, and then he had to fess up that he was screwing around with them.
And then they get Steve Coonan on the line.
Yeah. I don't know where you got the crabs. How did you get crabs from him? Our players don't give people crabs.
That's a false allegation,
That is
John.
Not an allegation we would stand by.
All right, so
but we will have crab night coming up for game six.
Yes,
free crabs for everybody at game six. He's a marketing genius.
That's great.
He called up our Atlanta show the other day. Steve Coonan, CEO of the Hawks, called up the other day just to set me straight on being a moron. And it was a lot of fun.
He's not wrong.
He's always fun. Steve and I have learned to coexist.
All right, we do have one more last piece of audio before we move on to other business here. We made another appearance on The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon doing another Shaq podcast bit with Kim Kardashian again. Here's the latest from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
The podcast is an episode of the Shaq podcast, which is hosted by Shaquille O'Neal, and it's fantastic. In this episode, he interviews Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's take a listen.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaq cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq. I'm here with Kim Kardashian.
Hi.
Starbucks just released a unicorn frappuccino. Kim, what do you think of unicorns?
What?
Unicorns. What's your opinion of them?
Why are you asking me that?
Don't dodge the question. Where do you stand on unicorns?
I don't know. They're fine, I guess.
They're not fine. They're great. Unicorns are great.
No.
Yes, they are. Longhorn, cloven hooves, symbol of purity. Unicorns are magical.
Unicorns aren't real.
Yes, they are. Unicorns are magical.
No.
They're magical.
No.
They're magical.
No.
Orlando Magic.
No.
Unicorns are magical.
No.
Pop quiz. Unicorns are horses. Which one's better?
Horses.
Wrong. It's unicorns. Unicorns wins. I'm sorry.
There you go. That's it. We love that guy.
There you go.
Arthur's impression is starting to slip a little.
He's starting to slip a little bit. Come on, Arthur.
You got to step it up there, buddy.
I'm telling you.
More fun from our friend Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, you know what true power is? No, it's not posterizing a port guard or even winning a title. It's having information that you shouldn't. And that's what our friends at TrueCar provide each and every one of us every day. You get upfront car prices, so you've got the ultimate power when you walk into a TrueCar dealer to buy a new or used car.
You can get upfront pricing information, discounts off the list price for used cars, and a better buying experience through our TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. You'll even see what other people pay for the car you want, so you're confident you're getting a fair price.
And when you use the TrueCar app, you don't make this noise. Constantly. You don't have to shuffle through papers. Hey, with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing and enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. TrueCar shows their customers all the available incentives before they ever even arrive at the dealership. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide.
So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states.
Boy, you sound really impressive there.
Amping that up now.
You sound very impressive. Bring the cameras out, boy.
Taking my one line.
You sound very impressive.
Baby.
This is Jay Moore. I have a new sports podcast every day. More sports. Hashtag more sports. You don't even have to know anything about sports to love it. All you got to know is I get down. I tell it like it is. I curse. I know. That's weird. And I guarantee you will love it. Podcast One. Podcast One app. Please hit subscribe.
So as we all know, we're in the thick of the NBA playoffs. So our friends at BetDSI.com will give you a chance right now to get in on the action. They're offering ShaqCast listeners a 200% bonus. 200 with first-time deposits if you use the promo code SHAQ200.
You really want to get into the playoffs? Well, you got to play at BetDSI.com. They have 20 years in business, and they're a top-rated business on sportsbook review sites. Plus, they have a great mobile product that makes it easy to play from anywhere.
And if you miss tip-off, no worries, because BetDSI offers live in-game wagering, and that means you can bet the NBA playoffs while they're live and running. Plus, they've built a great reputation on fast payment of winnings, and they're giving you a free $25 just for registering. Plus, the 200% bonus I told you about on your first deposit with promo code SHAQ200.
That's a 200% first-time deposit with promo code SHAQ200. You got to try BetDSI.com and play live during the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
Next question.
Thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. Detective Shaq is back on the case.
Yes, I am.
We have not had a Detective Shaq in a minute. I got two stories in this week's edition of Detective Shaq. One of them is a little bit serious. One of them is a little more fun. So we'll get the serious one out of the
way
first.
How will we know one from the other?
You'll know quickly.
Immediately? Okay.
The first one I wanted to bring up was there is a lot going on. Oh, there's the badge.
There's the badge.
Oh, show it up. He's got the badge out.
Detective Shaq has got the badge out.
There it is. And get his home address on that and all that. Yeah, okay,
that's great. Get that there, too.
Blur that out.
I just got
to blur that out.
I just got a brand new gate.
Oh, is that right?
30 acres. Wood.
Brand new gate?
Mm-hmm.
Wired with electricity?
Yes.
Oh, wow. A wood gate. There you go.
I wanted to bring up quickly the case of Aaron Hernandez.
Got it.
Tight end.
You heard about what happened with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I heard about what happened.
Yeah, unfortunate. Hanged himself in prison.
Why is that unfortunate?
There's a lot going on now about could there have been foul play involved in this? Now, obviously, we don't know the behind the scenes, but I guess my question for Detective Shaq is that even something that you can consider foul play behind bars in a correctional institute? Because I'd imagine if there is any kind of foul play in this, guards have to be involved.
Yeah.
Correctional officers, possibly administrative staff at the prison. So it would require a lot of people doing some really shady stuff.
You mean like prison guards being on the take?
Yeah. Stuff
you don't
like
believe
that
could happen?
But I don't know. I don't know how much of that you've had to ever deal with, like with correctional officers and stuff, and how dirty that can really get.
I'm not on this case, but I read. And there's some speculation that has something to do with abatement ab initio.
Yes.
That's a common law dating back to the English law when Massachusetts was a British colony. So basically, you're convicted for a crime, right?
Yes.
And then, okay.
You appeal.
You appeal. And then you die during the appeal. Abatement ab initio states that the crime never happened. So there's speculation that he did that. So
he would die an innocent man,
and then if you're innocent, you didn't do nothing felonious to go against the contract. Oh, I signed that big bonus. Now you owe me. I'm not here, but my wife and kid get it. That's the first speculation.
Well, they can't also that they couldn't be sued. Plus, there is also the speculation about the three suicide notes.
Three suicide notes.
The one to his child, the one to his longtime lover, and then the one to his jailhouse lover.
Jailhouse lover. But
yeah. So the jailhouse lover angle is a very interesting one. Not the angle. Well, I'm just saying the jailhouse lover story is interesting.
No, he was a big guy. So
yeah, he was.
Did you hear that from the jailhouse lover?
No,
<did you?
laughs> no, but
borderline.
Then it was another thing that I read that said he put something slippery on the floor. So
well.
No, so, I mean, so when he was doing the act, and like if he wanted to change his mind, he'd slip and he'd get into it.
I didn't hear about that.
You would think a guy that big and brave wouldn't be thinking about suicide. But the ab initio thing, hey, my record is clean, I'm a die clean man, and my baby gets his money.
okay.
business move.
Okay, yeah.
But then the other thing is
the jailhouse lover.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
well. Not the jailhouse lover. It could be. It looks like it could be some foul play, and it also looks like he did it. So
yeah,
this case will be a cold case file for a while until I can get back to you.
Mm. Okay, just curious. There was one. This one a little bit more.
That segment
on the
brought to you
side.
By Soap on a Rope.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Next question.
Thank you, Russell. Oh man. All right.
I was hearing about slippery stuff on the floor and jailhouse lovers.
All right.
And honestly, it made me all very uncomfortable.
All right. The next case I wanted to get your take on, Detective Shaq. The next case comes to
Hang
us.
Hang in there.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's terrible.
Wow. What? Hang in there, John. That's what are you terrible. Talking about?
That is wow. terrible.
Hey, Rob, Damn. You want to hang after the show? Yeah. Go get something to eat?
I'm telling you.
Rock, stop hanging around me. We worked out already.
Wait a minute. This is the man asking another man to take his shirt off at the beginning of the show.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, yeah. Aaron's gone. He's looking for a new lover.
Because I wanted to see those boobs
I'm
hang real
you.
Low.
Yeah, gotta love that.
You guys are going to hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was all us.
Rob, you wrote those jokes
yeah, exactly.
right
yeah.
here on the script.
That was clearly yeah. my doing.
This was your doing.
Well, I put the story in, so it might have been on me.
Hey, I need you to come over my house later, because I got to hang up some pictures.
Terrible.
I'm done going
home. That's terrible. He's leaving. What? He can't leave.
Man.
They're leaving.
Damn.
I just thought it was funny that you said the unfortunate story. The unfortunate story is that he I honestly believe that he was still available to have maybe killed again. I think he.
I say unfortunate. I don't like suicide. I don't care how bad of a person you are.
Oh, I do.
There's something about suicide that does not sit well with
there's
me.
Speaking of suicide, if I was a sheriff or a law enforcement guy, that Cleveland guy, the one that killed himself, I would
have
told
Facebook?
The paramedics.
You talking about the guy on
yeah,
Facebook?
Yeah, I would have told the paramedics, wake his ass back up. wake his ass.
He
nah,
shot
he don't
himself
get
the, in the face.
Yeah, but he don't
he?
Get the guard like that. Did you see what he did to that old man?
Oh, I did. Yes. It was
no,
terrible.
No, you can't do that, man.
No.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, it was laws. Like, there's certain things you
yeah.
can't do. Old people, other people's wives and children are off mm-hmm. limits.
Oh, yeah, yeah
off limits. Old man just coming back from a dinner. Nice old man.
Nice old man.
Yeah, just walking. He did that. Like
because he was mad at his mom and his woman.
I saw that video. I was mad.
Oh, I tell you.
No, I was pissed. Yeah. I was, like, really pissed. Like, pissed to the point to where...
You could have gone and hunted him down.
Yeah.
Right?
That type. Because you can't do that to that old. That old man, no. come on. You can't do it. And then,
yeah.
and then his fat ass go to McDonald's and try to get some nuggets, and they turn yeah. him
no,
in.
No, wait a minute,
himself.
Too. Here's what I don't understand.
I'd have told the cop, no, wake him up. Go get that damn thing that you
Boom.
That you
yeah.
do that
yeah,
in the movies.
Paddles.
Yeah. Wake yeah. his ass
now
up.
Now, he got the 20 nuggets. He got the 20 nuggets and the burger and the large fries.
Mm.
And was he goes, planning like last meal? Because seriously, who's getting the 20 nuggets? That he's not your size.
John, stop it! I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, but he's not your size.
Doesn't matter. He ain't got to be a certain size to want it.
This guy looked like an Oompa Loompa.
He Listen, was. He you was, don't have to
look, man. If there's some stuff going on like that, I ain't going to McDonald's.
Seriously,
I don't know where I'm going, but I don't know if I'm going to go
yeah,
get the 20 nuggets,
yeah,
man.
I'm not going to get
like
that
I'm not going to go
because
out
I'm
with
thinking
that
there's
last
cameras.
Meal.
I'm thinking though that no,
yeah,
I'm thinking if I'm on the run, there's cameras everywhere.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to the Mickey D's. No
credit to those McDonald's employees, by the way.
And did they get that money?
I don't know.
They haven't
but
said
they should have.
Now
because they delayed him. They made him sit there and they
yeah.
didn't give him his food for
right.
like 5 minutes. They made him
yeah.
wait, made him wait, called the cops. So
he should have gone to the one on Roswell Road here near our studios because they never make you wait. They're in and out. You're in and out. Go get quick.
One by my house, you wait 20 minutes sometimes.
See,
so,
murderers,
yeah.
murderers could get
Stop
in and out.
Stop talking about McDonald's. You're going to make me have a relapse.
Oh, yeah, Rock.
Do that. I don't do Mickey D's, but thank you, though.
Number one.
I love Mickey D's.
This is what I used to do back in my day. Number one, which is the Big Mac meal.
Right.
Oh,
right?
yeah. Classic.
Double cheeseburger.
Oh, my gosh.
On
and,
top of the...
Yes,
oh,
and son. 10 nuggets.
Oh!
And a Diet Coke because...
Oh, a Diet Coke.
No,
you got to have
finish.
That.
And
yeah.
a Diet Coke because after I eat this, now I got to start getting right.
No,
that's the moment right there. I would...
The shame spiral.
Late at night, working late, like doing a radio shift or doing TV when I work for the hockey team and stuff, drive up. And get the 2 for $1 apple
oh, yeah.
pies.
Yes. Ooh.
The hot
oh.
apple pies.
Ooh.
They are spectacular.
Oh.
Today
Rock,
on Shaq's
Rock
podcast,
don't look at me like
segment.
That, Rock. I'm not doing it now.
We're
going
to talk about foods that we miss.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it now. But there you go.
Well, we may have to steal that segment from our friends down the hall who do food porn.
Yeah, they do food porn.
Because they're all on diets, so they talk about all the food they can't eat, and it's pretty damn funny.
All right, let's do the case.
That's pretty funny.
What about
you got
another case? Christian.
Yeah, I got one more case for you.
Let's do that today. Let's do that today with some sexy music.
We'll do some. We'll have a little food porn.
Food porn.
All right.
That's awesome.
The case is from our friends at the Burt Show, by the way. The case of the gallivanting gambler. Here this happened at the Harris Cherokee. Oh, no, it was not Harris Cherokee. The Seminole Casino in South Florida.
Yeah.
In Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, we've been there a lot.
Is that the one where
Anna Nicole
died?
Smith?
Where
she
passed
died? Away there. Yes, she did. So this is the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. In her day, yes, but toward the end, it was all over the place. So here's the deal. A gambler named Jan Flatto, it's a man, supplied the money that went into the double top dollar slot machine at Seminole Hard Rock. But the woman that was nuzzling up to him was the one who pushed the button. They hit the $100,000 jackpot on this machine. The casino determined she's the one who gets the jackpot.
Yes, she is.
Because she's the one that hit the button. Even though she wasn't the one that put the money in the machine.
Is she his girlfriend?
Gets the jackpot. No, friend.
Okay.
And did not split the winnings with him.
Oh,
made off with $100,000 and never talked to this goon again.
No, that's not going to happen.
Never talk to him again.
What the first conversation she should have had was, I'm going to cut you in. I put the money in. I know you pressed
the
button.
Let's go Splitsville.
No, wait. She
60,
would have
50,
to have that.
Man.
Because
no.
Wait a minute. The person who pushes...
She ain't going to make it there to get the money.
What do you mean she's not going to make it?
She's not going
to
make it there.
Aaron Hernandez isn't around
Listen,
to take her out.
I'm not saying I'm going to take her out, but I'm going to just hold on to her. Because I know they got like a 30 or 40 day limitation to where you gotta go. Well, actually, no, that was dumb for me to say.
Yeah, they did not have any of that.
The
girl, the lady.
She didn't give him nothing, not 10 grand, not 15 grand.
The lady who hit the button, that's the one who actually gets credit for the spin, because the spin never happens without her hitting the button. Now, the thing is, if she can
say. But it
was
his money. The money in the machine.
That doesn't make a
difference.
If
you would have moved her hand out the way and put some
I will say to you both. Why do you think a guy, it's not his girlfriend, why do you think the guy was putting money so she could, the big line money payoff in the Progressive, why do you think he was making that investment?
I don't know.
He was looking for a little horizontal action. That's what he was doing.
And if he would have,
he's trying to get some.
And if you would have used my method, he would have got that. Listen, I'm going to give you 40 stacks, honey bunny. We're going to go up there together. They're going to give me 100. I'm going to give you 40. Thank you. Love you.
Oh, no. See, that's
gotta
the thing,
take
though.
That.
She's the winner.
She's the winner.
She's not the winner.
So she would have to say to him.
All right, well, you know what? You take 60 and give me 40.
Well, that'd be fair.
Or how about Splitsville 50-50?
No.
No, because it's legally hers.
So legally, I don't want to deal. I don't want to deal with the people and the casino.
You
so
split it,
and you
that's
take 16,
awful.
Just give me 40.
And she walked out that night with a check for $50,000 and another $50,000 in cash, and gave him nothing.
Okay, now see,
nothing.
Listen, she would have had one or the other. I'd have been like, hey,
hey. Yeah, one's yours, one's mine.
Yeah, all one's right. yours, one's
now,
mine.
Here's what I'm suggesting: if he was smart, they would have found a way to come to some sort of agreement about the money, and then maybe a Casper mattress would have been in their future.
Oh,
maybe it would have been. I know you love the Casper mattresses, guys, ladies out there. There is nothing.
If she would have been with me at the end of the night, she would have gave me the 100 grand.
Oh my God. Hey.
I don't want you to go, Shaq. You never go back here. Take the money. It's yours.
It's yours.
But I want this mattress. There's nothing more important than a good night's sleep or whatever. When you're doing a radio show or putting up 40 a night in the association, hands down, the most comfortable, most affordable, most amazing mattresses out there come right to your door from Casper. We love Casper mattresses. The Jenners have them all over their house.
Love them.
Just the right sink, just the right bounce, Shaq will tell you, and we'll even save you $50 towards any purchase.
So just go to CasperTrial.com/Shaq and boom, $50 off any mattress purchase, and you'll get an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Actually, it's better than a fair price. It's one of the best prices in the industry. You can get a twin size for just $500, all the way up to a Shaq size California King for $950. Plus, we're taking $50 off.
And you know, the Casper offers you a risk-free trial, free shipping, painless returns. So try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days. If you don't like it, you send it back. But you're not going to, because the Casper is now the most awarded mattress of the decade.
So go get $50 off towards any mattress purchase at CasperTrial.com/Shaq and use the code 50SLEEP. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/Shaq, promo code 50SLEEP, and sleep better on your new Casper.
Terms, wake up, wake up. Hey.
Oh,
hey.
My bad.
Oh, there
my
he
bad.
Is. Terms and conditions apply.
Borderline.
I love Jana with that.
This week's edition of Borderline.
You're getting ready to take Jana to Disney World, too.
Yes.
I wish I was there. You could stay at the crib.
Going to Shaq's place, man.
Stay at the crib.
Yeah. Shaq's town.
In like a week or two here.
Well,
coming
up,
man. You
got half the town. Disney.
Shout out. Yeah. Hold on. I got to give a shout out before we do Borderline.
Oh, go ahead. What you got? Okay.
A friend of mine was in the hospital, and he was, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but this is one of my best friends for about 20, 25 years. I'm calling him all day. He don't call me back. Right?
Uh-huh.
And this never happens for 20 years.
That scares the hell out of
me. So, usually the guys that work for me, when I call them, they don't call me back. I'll send them a little message like, hey, you know, you can be replaced. And then they'll call me back. He didn't call me back.
Oh, so, no.
At night, I'm sitting and I'm chilling. I get a blood taste in my mouth. Now, whenever I get a blood taste in my mouth, something bad gonna happen. It happened 3 times in my life. First time it happened, one of my college girlfriends was murdered. She was killed.
Oh my God.
Second time it happened, my father died. Right, one night after work at TNT, I'm driving home, I'm like, and I go like that, I got blood on my mom, I'm like, damn. And then my brother called me and said my father passed away. So I got a blood taste mouth. So I told my boy Joe to go over there and see him. Joe had me on FaceTime. He entered the house. He's on the bed like this. A diabetic coma.
Oh no!
And he's been that way for two days.
Oh geez.
So the doctor said if I'd have got there 30 minutes later, he wouldn't be here. But we got him, Joe and me. We got him to the hospital. He's better. He might be getting out today. So I just want to say, D-Mac, now that you got that diabetes,
good
you got
to
eat
man.
Right.
You got to eat right.
Thing. Yep. Yeah. D-Mac, man. My best friend. Yeah.
Oh, that is a scary
good for you
story.
For jumping on that yeah. though. Good
now,
for
you. You've done the blood in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I've had the. Since cancer, since chemo and radiation, I have had second sight. And I have.
What do you mean?
I have predicted, since my wife and I have been married, I have predicted death 3 times before it happened. I said something. One time I said, she said, you were really weird last night. You just couldn't even sleep and something was wrong. And I said, something terrible is about to happen. And she goes, something terrible is about to happen. Went through the whole day, the next day, and nothing happened bad. And one of my buddies was watching Seinfeld that night, dropped dead, 38 years old, dropped dead. And it was the night before, and I sensed it all gone. But my cousin and my uncle both died, and they both died overnight.
Jeez.
And in the night, I either sat up in bed straight or right. whatever, and I knew it happened. Right. I said, something's going on. This is bad. And I got the death feel.
Right.
So this kind of stuff happens. It does happen. I think it was opened up by all the chemo and radiation.
How about that?
So if anything happens, I'll warn you. I'll warn you, Rob.
I ain't got any of that shit. I'm lucky to be here most days. That's all I got.
I'll warn you.
I'm just lucky to be here most days. All right, we'll move on to Borderline on that note.
I ain't got nothing.
I got nothing.
So what do you got?
All right, so we got a couple clips in Borderline this week. We're going to start with Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
She's on The X Factor, I guess, in Australia. She's one of the judges. And she's trying to win over a contestant to join her team. Got to thank Jordan on Twitter for this one. This one gets way borderline.
I just want to slowly tug it out of you if you would trust me to do so.
Okay. I just want to slowly tug it out of you if you allow me to do so.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I ain't going to say nothing. But
guess what? What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Kelly.
Rock told me to say you can slowly tug it out of him anytime you want.
Anytime you wish.
Hey, that's a good one, Rock. Good job, Rock.
Man.
Borderline.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my.
All right. Slowly tug it out of him.
All right.
Hey, Kelly, it ain't going to be slow. I'm just letting you know. It's going to be fast and quick.
It's going to unroll like a garden hose.
You know my nickname, Five Pump Chump.
There you go.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing America. I'm just playing America. Look at John. He ain't saying nothing. Your wife could be like, what are you talking about, Kelly Rowland, for, boy? We're going to do something to you tonight.
What's this?
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, Anil. It was great to meet Anil at the live show.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and shout out to Anil for coming to town for the live show. Gotta love our buddy, Borderline Detective Anil. Sent us this one from Tom and Jerry, because we were talking about Tom and Jerry.
with the black with maid?
And we were also talking about the word puss. How in old days, people, you'd say your puss was your face.
Your puss.
That's why the,
I never knew that.
That's
why I never knew that.
That's why if you're a sour puss, you got that resting
that's
bitch
where that
face.
Comes from. That's where it comes from.
Resting bitch face.
That's what it comes from.
That's right, what it comes from.
Tom and Jerry use the word puss. So here you go.
Listen, pussycat. If anything happens to me, pal, I'll poke you in the puss. Like this.
I remember that cartoon. Whoa. I remember that cartoon. I'll
what's
poke you in the puss.
He was like a gangster.
I'll poke
you
in the puss.
In the puss.
I still like the maid chasing him around.
Yeah. Get out. O-U-G-H-T.
That's amazing.
O-U-G-H-T.
Out. I've got to find that. That's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. The maid chasing him around with like the mop. And she's swinging the mop.
You know, it's crazy. First time I seen that, she said it. I was like, oh,
wait. Wait a minute.
Like, no, hell no.
Is this right? All right. Big thanks to David on Twitter for this one. This is from Family Feud. Our buddy Steve Harvey.
Yes.
I'm going to let... So you know how at the end of the show they do Fast Money?
Yes.
You get the five fast questions. I'm going to let the whole round
we
play.
We need to be on that show.
I would love to do that.
Shaq Podcast Team.
We got to do that. I'm going to let the whole round play because you got to hear the very last question. So play along if you want, but wait for the last
so
one.
We can
During
yell it out.
An average work day, how many times do you go to the bathroom?
Two.
Four.
Three.
Name
Seven.
Something you might throw out when you get married.
Your little black book.
Name a kid's cereal with lots of sugar in it.
Captain Crunch.
Name a color you hope your neighbors never paint their house.
Brown.
Bright pink.
Tell me a part of the body that begins with the letter T.
Titties.
Titties,
now
man.
Listen to Steve. Wait. Yeah. Wait. Listen to Harvey. I love that.
Favorite part.
Without hesitation, and he saw absolutely nothing wrong.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Well,
I would say tongue, toe.
That's so funny. Yeah,
that teeth. Would be in your head, though.
Yeah,
tongue, toe,
yeah,
teeth. Titties.
Yeah, like, titties.
Titties.
Thank you, buddy.
Testicles. She had some nice tennies. Some nice tennies.
She had some nice tennies.
Nice tennies.
Right. That, by the way, comes to us from David on Twitter.
Thanks, David.
And got to thank Jake at our Gmail. We got another great NHL playoffs one. We've had a bunch of hockey borderlines. This is a great hockey borderline.
Well, they play with their sticks all the time.
From the Penguins broadcast.
And the Penguins have just come and come and come. They've kept coming in the mouth.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for that analysis.
What was that? What?
I have no idea.
What is he even saying?
I have no clue.
Play that again.
Jake at our Gmail. Thank you for that gem.
And the Penguins have just come and come and come. They've kept coming in the mouth.
It's like they play
by play.
It's like
that
the play
to be
yeah,
edited.
Yeah.
It's like there's no way he did that. There's
it's like
no
the play-by-play
way.
From Aaron Hernandez's cell.
Oh, man.
This is terrible.
Oh,
this is terrible.
Damn.
Oh.
All right.
Jailhouse lovers.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That's what we are. We shouldn't be together.
But I can touch you through the bars.
I can't let go.
Because
what we feel is just your rear.
Your rear. You're real.
Thank you for next week's show. Open.
Yeah, there
Damn.
We go.
That's
I know how you picked right up on it, though. The secret lover.
That's good. That's a great
That's
song.
What we are.
That's what we are.
We shouldn't be together.
All right.
I can touch you through the bars.
Wow. Man, we are borderline all over borderline.
Shaq could go two cells over.
Well, I gotta tell you, though, that we're going to end Borderline this week with another clip of Shannon Sharpe.
Oh,
jeez. Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, as much as we've had some really good Shaqt and a Fool MVPs, right. Shannon Sharpe may be running away with the Borderline MVPs because this will get bad. So this is from Shafiq at our Gmail, and it is Shannon Sharpe talking about, are the Cavs healthy enough to win an NBA title. So him and Skip are going back and forth about the health of the Cavaliers.
Kyrie's knee's okay? Trust it?
It's fine.
Just fine? You know.
It's about to be Sunday. He's going to have to ice it. I'm putting it in Jeff Teague's butt, going to the hole so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Paul George, you going to get it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that?
It's from Say doing it what?
Mike. Putting it in Jeff Teague's butt.
What? Why is, wait a minute.
One more time.
Why is knee one more going time. In the, okay. Now again.
One more time.
Who does that?
I don't know, Kenny. I don't know. Again, also in here, the classic Shannon Sharp stop and stumble. Stop and stumble.
Kyrie's knee's okay? Trust
fine.
It?
It's fine.
Just fine. You know. You know
well, actually, it's about to be Sunday. He's going to have to ice it. Put it in Jeff Teague's butt. Go to the hole so much.
Really?
Yeah. Paul George, you're going to get it.
Even
too.
Skip said, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Skip turned Skip was like, red. Really? All of a sudden, he's like, Paul Lynn. Charles Nelson Riley. Really?
Really?
Really? Really?
Tell us more.
Wow.
Shannon, say it again. Say it again, Shannon.
Put it in Jeff T's butt.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Really? Really? We need to take a quick commercial break here.
Meet your point. It was fun while it lasted, but after this show, we'll never be on Meet Your Point again.
Hey, show, and that's this week's edition of
Borderline.
Hey, you know, Shaq and I love our dogs. Wow. That's why we partnered up with BarkBox. BarkBox is a special monthly delivery for your dog. They're going to send you 4 to 6 natural treats and an awesome variety of super fun toys every single month that are delivered right to your front door. It's awesome. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find.
And check this out. Every monthly box has a theme, and they all contain new and unique toys and treats to keep dogs engaged, interested, and happy. Just tell them how big your dog is, pick out a plan for 1, 6 to 12 months, and wait for the fun to arrive.
Hey, it's fun, baby. The shipping's free. You can cancel at any time, but you're not going to, because you and your dogs are going to love BarkBox.
Get BarkBox.com/Shaq, and we'll hook you up with a free extra month. If you select the 6 or 12-month plan, get a free month plan now at GetBarkBox.com/Shaq.
There it is.
Get BarkBox.
That was the Shannon Sharp stumble.
It sounded like Shannon did that read.
Oh, yeah. The triple S.
There it is. Yeah, the Shannon Sharp
get
stumble.
Get BarkBox.
Yeah.
Put it in Jeff T's butt.
Oh, jeez. I have no idea what's going on in that show.
Good Lord. All right, it's time for this week's game as we wrap up this episode.
Ready?
Of the Big Podcast with Shaq.
We got a lot today. Jeez.
It's been a good show. It's been a lot of fun. And again, thanks to our friends at Bleacher Report. If you want to watch this week's
Bleacher
show.
Hi, Bleacher Report.
Hey, Bleacher Report. Love you.
BleacherReport.com. Check us out. You'll be able to watch the show there, I believe, every week moving forward.
I have 5 little banners at the top of my computer that I look at every day on the computer screen. And Bleacher Report's one of them.
Absolutely. Great people. What do you got?
Water.
We got like 1 minute
left.
Yeah,
1 second
left
in the show. What are you doing?
Your stuff in your face.
What are you doing? There's grape jelly in there if you'd like some grape jelly to wash that down with.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're eating healthy here.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
All right, good.
That's great. Bleacher Report's going to love that. A mouthful of chicken.
That's what they.
Mouthful of chicken. Oh, that is always
man,
good.
Alive.
Seafood.
Yeah, that's right. Seafood and eat it.
There we go.
All right, so today we're going to test both of you out on something that you're both very good at. Shaquille O'Neal is like brand ambassador to the world. You've worked with tons of companies. You still do. John Kincaid has a head full of nonsense.
Yes.
He knows way too much about nothing.
Yes.
So
about nothing.
I'm going to pit the both of you against each other in a game I call Slug It Out.
Oh, I love this.
I'm going to give you the slug line for a company, the little marketing positioning statement. You got to tell me who it's for.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is easy.
So, for instance, first one up, Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going to give you a softball out of the gate. Have it your way.
Burger King.
There
geez.
It is. Burger King. So we got a.
All right, he's got one.
All right, John Kincaid. The best a man can get.
Gillette.
Yeah.
Damn. Yes.
All right, it's a point for each of you. Shaquille O'Neal. Save money, live better.
I'm the king of this store, Walmart.
Yes.
Well, that's very good. Okay. And you know I would have stumbled on that one.
John Kincaid.
Wait. If you don't get the answer, I can get it, right?
No.
You
can try to steal it. If he gets it wrong, can steal it. The snack that smiles back. What is the snack that smiles back?
Goldfish.
Hey.
Yes.
Damn.
Good job, John.
Damn.
See? All right.
Which I do not eat, Rock.
The next
one. I do not have that bread snack.
Shaquille O'Neal. Solutions for a smarter planet. Solutions for a smarter planet.
IBM.
Oh, he got it, too. He got it, too.
Good job.
Got it, too, yeah.
Good job.
I saw it, too.
I'm a technology man.
John Kincaid. Live in your world, play in ours.
Sony PlayStation.
Good job. Very nice. Good
Boy.
Job, man. All right, we're all tied up still. Shaquille O'Neal, when you care enough to send the very best. We might have got him. When you care enough to send the very best.
What's that out there? It's a hallway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hallmark.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Set him up, America.
Wow, let's get him up.
All right, John Kincaid. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Pringles.
Oh, my God.
And I don't eat those either, Rock.
Jeez.
Good job. All right. Shaquille O'Neal, think outside the bun.
Te quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, good job.
Yes.
I used to work for Taco Bell, John.
That's nice.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. John Kincaid.
Ooh.
Open happiness. Open happiness.
I have no idea.
Oh, he's bailing out. Shaquille O'Neal, can you get it?
I'm in love with the Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
Coca-Cola. I'm in love with the Coca-Cola Atlanta, Johnson. Big billboard downtown.
I did not know that.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I don't drink soda.
See,
Rock,
you
should be happy.
Yeah, look at
haven't had a soda since 2002.
Good for you. I drank one this morning. Shaquille O'Neal.
For breakfast.
Think different. Think different.
Let me look on my Apple phone for that one.
No, Apple. No, he got it. It's Apple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Apple.
Yes.
Did you let me look on my Apple phone? John's like, no. Yeah. Wait. All right. John Kincaid, there is no substitute. There is no substitute.
Heinz Ketchup.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal, can you steal it? There is no substitute.
I just bought a Panamera. You know what that is?
No.
Porsche.
Yeah, there is no substitute. That's right.
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, I'm good an job. Audi man.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal. Pleasing people the world over. Pleasing people the world over. You're going to have to get this one wrong.
No.
Now, John Kincaid, you can steal this if you want and get yourself back in contention here. Pleasing people the world over.
Hilton.
No, it's not going to do it.
I was trying to think of something that's the world over.
You were both really close. Holiday Inn.
Oh.
Holiday Inn. You were both right there.
Seriously?
All right, John, last one.
Have you stayed at one recently?
Last one for you, Johnny.
Okay.
Make believe. Make believe.
Is it that lingerie store that Shaq shops at? I don't know. Make believe. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Shaquille O'Neal's going to win this
game.
But
anyway,
can you steal this last one? Make believe.
Al Pacino's character in Scarface was what?
A mobster?
No, but what was his name?
Oh, Tony Montana.
All right. So Tony dropped a T out of
Tony the Tiger?
Sony.
Sony, it is Sony.
Oh,
make
my
believe.
Gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Shaquille
You're really
O'Neal,
good at
brand
that,
ambassador
man.
Ambassador of the world. Guess
You're
what? By the way,
it's going down. I'm going to teach her how to knock his ass out.
I'm thinking of people in traffic
up,
playing these games.
It's going down.
How many people I met
I'm
at the live show?
I'm going to teach him how to knock his ass out.
That said they play it in traffic. They play along with us in traffic.
Absolutely.
By the way, mention the lapel pins.
Oh, yeah.
That were sent there,
okay,
Shaq.
So
in front of you there.
Our friends at Patty LaPel. They sent you, which one do you have there?
I got the Kazam one.
So you got Kazam.
And I got.
And that's Craig and Pop.
You have to.
How awesome is that?
You're
going
to have to wear one of those on the set of TNT.
I will.
Yeah, we're Craig and Pop.
Patty LaPelle, thank you so much for that.
And thank you, yeah. Patty LaPelle sent us some Kazam pins. And that Craig and Pop pin is great.
Olivia Bogarted mine.
Did she?
Her Uncle Shaq Kazam pin.
Yeah,
and No, she Bogarted it. It's on her school bag.
No, but I want her to take
two. It's all right. No,
that's
all right.
That's my baby, Olivia.
There we go. Yeah. All right, there we go.
I got one
there
on my bag too. Right there.
And Olivia has one on her school bag.
Yeah, so there now you go. She's got a Shaq Kazam. You got to wear Craig and Pop. Thanks for
there
our friends.
You go. Thank you.
Patty LaPelle. And guess what, everybody?
Wow. That was a fun show today.
Yes.
We done.
A lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, good stuff to do.
Bleacher Report, thanks for making us the number one podcast in the world with your help. We're going to take over the world, Ronaldo.
And we hope Shaq, we're back.
John Kincaid, Rob Jenners.
We hope
we're
back.
For the big podcast with Shaq. You like my radio voice, so don't you, Bleacher Report.
You auditioning? What the hell was that?
Go to thebigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com.
Yes.
If you want to reach us, thebigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com.
We appreciate
you
your emails.
Hashtag ShaqCast.
Yes.
If you want to get us on Twitter. And two out of three of us have a blue check. One of us deserves one.
John.
And Rob Jenners.
Just hang in there, Rob.
It's on its way.
Just hang in there, Rob.
One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
One of these days. When I change my handle to @Shaq, yep. I'll get my blue check.
All right, we'll see you next week.
AP News headlines are coming up next. Thank you to BleacherReport.com.
Put it in GFT. What?
The Big Podcast with Shaq is a presentation of Podcast One. Follow Shaq on Twitter @Shaq and follow Kincaid @John Kincaid. Also, check out the podcast page on Facebook for photos, behind-the-scenes video, and more. New episodes are available every Monday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
Hey, I'm John Horn. This week on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted, we are joined by
Josh Gad. And as much as he wants you to believe that none of it is scripted, I'm telling you that even my name is in a paper in front of me and I'm reading it. And everything that I'm saying right now, I'm also reading. This is very meta.
And it's phonetically spelled out, so you know how to say
all
Josh
phonetically.
Gad.
And for some reason, it's also in Spanish. Yo soy Josh Gad.
It's called Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. You could download it on the Podcast One app.
You can hear it on Apple Podcast.
Or at PodcastOne.com.
You are done. Thank you very much.